The lawsuit, originally filed last May, cites allegations from four inmates, including one who had to have a hysterectomy after her requests to be examined by a gynecologist were ignored for 7 years. ACLU attorney Gowri Butt says the ruling by a Milwaukee federal judge this week rejected efforts by the state to have the case dismissed and gives inmates at the Techeeta prison a chance to be heard.
This sort of opens the door for plaintiffs to get the relief that they're seeking, which is better health care.
Department of Corrections spokesperson John Dipko wouldn't comment on the lawsuit, but he says since it was filed, the state has spent more than $1 million to improve health care at Techeeta and plans to spend twice that much over the next 2 years.
We believe this is an opportunity to spend resources on improving health care delivery and avoid having the state's resources consumed by court costs and litigation.
Dipko says the state has hired 25 temporary medical staff, including nurses and psychologists at Techeeta, and plans to add 33 new permanent medical positions if budget requests are approved. But the ACLU's Gowri Butt says that won't put an end to the lawsuit.
There's a long way between money and the budget to actual improvements in medical and mental health care.
Butt says, according to inmates at Techeeta named in the lawsuit, there's been little improvement in health care service despite the new staff hired to address the problem. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.